Morning, Masechta Ksubis, Dav Tzadikei Amud Aleph. We are starting the brand new Mishnah, Dav Tzadikei Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Misho Yinosu Shtei Noshim, someone's married to two women, Umochar Es Sadeu. And he sold the field, the Kosva Rishoy. Now, we have two Noshim who have to go collect a Ksuba. And the husband went ahead and sold the field. That was Miyucha for the Ksuba. He sold the field. The Kosva Rishoy Neu Lekeach, the first wife who gets first collection, she wrote to the Lekeach, Dim Dvarim Ein Li Imach. I'm not going to start off with you. I'm not going to take any of you. Dim Dvarim Ein Li Imach. I'm not going to take anything away from you. What's the halacha? So Hashniya might see him in the Lekeach. So now the second one who's Chayav Ksuba goes to the first one, couldn't get it from the Lekeach because she wrote Dim Dvarim Ein Li Imach. So the second wife who collects second went to the Lekeach and took away the field. Now the Rishonah goes to the Shnia, says, hey, that's my, I get first. When there's a field, I get it first. So Rishonah took it from the Shnia, but then Lekeach goes to Rishonah and says, no, you were Masalik yourself on that field, so Lekeach goes back from Rishonah. V'chizeres Chalila, it keeps on going around and around and around, and the only thing they can do is actually Yasub Shara B'Neim, they have to make something up, make something up Shara. That's the halacha. V'chein Ba'achoyv, v'chein Isha Ba'achoyv, Ba'alas Choyv. We'll see what those two cases are. V'chein Ba'achoyv, v'chein Isha Ba'achoyv is another case of Chizeres Chalila, which goes round and round. We'll see in the Gemara what example is that case. So again, the case over here is that Isha number one who had first right of the collection from the Mishabadim, she has the first lien, but she wrote to the Lekeach, I'm not going to start up with you. So she couldn't go take it away from the Lekeach. The second Isha, who also had a lien on it, but the second lien, she got it away from Lekeach. But now the Rishonah goes to the Shnia and says, hear me over here. I go first when it comes to collection for my husband's stuff, so that's mine. And then the Lekeach goes back there, so it goes back and goes around and around until you make up Shara. Why'd she do that? Whatever the reason is. The Gemara is saying maybe a svar that she wants to make her husband happy. She saw her husband made a sale. She said, I'm going to allow that sale. But if that's the case, then she really didn't want it. But it's whatever reason she did it. She's friends with the Lekeach, whatever reason she did this. Zot the Gemara. What does help by writing Dim V'Dvarim Ein Li Imach? V'Atayil into the Brayse. So Oimel L'Chaver Dim V'Dvarim Ein Li Asad Azu. This Brayse is talking about a case of Shutvim where one Shutv says to his friend, says Dim V'Dvarim Ein Li Asad Azu. V'Ein Li Esek Ba. Or he says, I don't want anything to do with it. We had this Gemara before. But Yodem Eselek Simena. Or I mean, Masalik myself in them like Amar Klum. The Lach is that it doesn't work because it's called a siluk. The only way you give something away is with a matana, not with a siluk. So the Gemara's kasha over here is how does siluk work over here? It's not a matana. So a good kasha, my shukar is a pella. The Gemara 4 said by Arusa that Arusa, before you get something, you have to use a siluk. Only after you get something, you can't use siluk. If I own something, I can't masalik. That's by a shutif. But here, you never got it yet. So why is that called? Why is the problem do a siluk? By Arusa, you can do a Arusa example is there the case where a husband said, I'm not going to take your property. So while she was Arusa, before she got married, the nichsim luk didn't belong to him. There works siluk, the Gemara said before. So here's like Arusa. Don't forget Taisa. Top question. Taisa says, Tema, Micah Parak, Ba, Dayan, Liyado. Vavaka, Koisla, Arusa. Didn't come to her hand yet. So Taisa's answer is that this is better than Arusa because here she has a shibud on this property. What's the raya? The raya is that if they sell it, she's tired of it. So you see, she has a shibud on it. Mashiach came by Arusa, where Arusa has nichsim alug, there really does not belong to the husband yet. The raya is if she sells it while she's Arusa, it works. So the husband has no real shibud on it. Mashiach in here, since she has a real shibud on it, so that's the Gemara's kasha, how can I masalik myself from a shibud with this lashon? Actually, the ksois hachoshen asks that how do you compare shibud to shutvis? Ayin sham, what he says. He basically answers that it is the same thing. Al kaponim, the Gemara's kasha is how does it work, lashon siluk? And for the Gemara, chamay askinim, kushonim yoda, they actually made a kinyan. If they make a kinyan, then the Gemara in the Kaisiv says that if you make a kinyan, then you could work even with this lashon. That shows, I mean business, I really want to give up my chelik. And then Amar's kasha is, even if we know she did the right mechanics, but L'chaira, why don't we say that she's only doing this, she only was masalik herself from the lien on the property only to make her husband happy, because she saw her husband sold something and she felt bad. So Tema, Nachas Ruach, because he's a bailey. I didn't really mean to give it away. I wanted to do a Nachas Ruach for my husband. It's good for Shalom Bais. Milay Tanah, then we learn a Mishnah about this. The Mishnah says, Lokach Mana Isha, Lokach Mana Ish, if someone purchases one of these fields that was set aside for a Ksuba, let's say someone buys it from the Ish, then V'chaz Lokach Mana Isha, then to make sure, because the wife has a lien on it, so he also buys it from the Isha, the Lokach is Mechay Batal. The Mishnah Stamisha says that the Mishnah in Gittin says it's Batal. Why is it Batal? Because we say she's just trying to make the husband happy. I'm doing this to my husband. I don't really want this. So he sees Mechabatos. What's found in our Mishnah that it says that it works when she makes the Siluk? It's Machlekes Tanoim. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. The time limit of the Braisa. Kosov l'rishoyin v'loy chos v'loy. In a case where the husband sold one of the fields to a lekech and she did not sign off on it, so it didn't work. The guy didn't want to buy it. She didn't sign off on it. That's not going to be good. L'sheini v'chos v'loy. But then he sold to another guy, and this time she signed off on it. The lach is ivduk subas. It's losing subas. It's a good sale. Divrei Meir. Rav Yehuda Eimer Yichayli Yishtoyim Anachas Ruach Hasidah Bailey. He says, I was just doing this to make my husband happy. You lekuchem have no din on me. I get it first. So what does he say? So what are we saying? So we had really a machlekes tanaim. We had two mishnayos. Our mishnah says it works. We had a mishnah gittin said it didn't work. So the mishnah, our mishnah says it works is who is going according to Rav Meir holds it works. The stam mishnah and gittin lokach mana ish is going a stam mishnah like Rav Yehuda holds that you say nachas ruach is al bayli. So break the barakash of Rabbi sosim lahoch krameya here. Rabbi sosim our mishnah like krameya. Sosim lahosim Rav Yehuda. It's not normal for Rabbi to sosim two different things that are stereo to each other. You don't make a stam mishnah one mesecht like krameya and another mesecht like Rav Yehuda. That's a stereo in halacha. So that can't be. So what's pshat? Tomorrow we have two mahalchim. Omra papa begrusha v'dirakar. Our mishnah is talking about a grusha. And by Grusha, everyone agrees, there is no tzad that she's making nachas ruach labayli. She's not married anymore. When she signed off on that sale and said, ain't li divadvarim on you, lekech, I'm not going to bother you, it was after they got divorced already. So there you can say she's doing it for the husband, because in that case, she does not care about her husband anymore. She's divorced. So that's why it's really, you can say the Mishnah in Mesechtes Gittin is a stam Mishnah, that you say this. You say, like Rabbi Yehuda, that you say, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah wanted Grusha. That's the first Malach. Rav Ashi Yom HaDif Malach. Kul Rav Meir. It's all Kabir Rav Meir. All the Mishnahs Kabir Rav Meir. The two star Mishnahs. So now our Mishnah is good. What's Pshat? We'll see the second why it's good. But what's Pshat in the star Mishnah that says you could say Nachas Ruach Hasidah Baili? Ba'ad Kal Kar Meir Hosam, where a Meir says that you say that you don't say Nachas Ruach Hasidah Baili, it's only of a Shnei Lekuchas. Because there, if you realize, the first time he sold it, she did not sign off on it. So it must be the army law. He said, "Nachas ruach avda." If you're doing this, nachas ruach for your husband, lekama by lechem avda. Why don't you sign off on the first one? Avol lekeach echad, but one lekeach. I feel Rav Meir moida umastis the kasa laacha. But even one lekeach, even Rav Meir is moida. Even Rav Meir is moida. Because there you say nachas ruach zevayla. Only by two lekuchim. Look at the case of the machlekes. It says that. So the first one, when her husband tried to sell it, she didn't sign off. The second time she did. So if she was trying to have good shalom bayis, why didn't you sign off on the first one? Teretz is, it must be, she doesn't really care about nachas ruach. But when it's only one lekeach, then maybe you do say nachas ruach, infir ameh. So that's why the stam mishnah gittin says it's bottle, it's geshmak, infir ameh agrees to that. There's a machlekes over here. Our mishnah says it works, the sila. Our mishnah is also talking about he first tried to sell it to someone else. And she didn't sign off on it. And the second time she said, Taka dimadvaram ein li alecha, so mastisim de kas lacha. Our mishnah what it was, there was already tried a lekeach before that, and that one she didn't sign off on, and this one she did sign off on. That's the case of our mishnah. So we have two pshatim our mishnah. Either talking about a grusha, and then by a grusha, everyone agrees there's no tzad nachas ruach v'vayli, or it's going according to our meir, and by two sales, if the first sale she didn't sign off on it, then it's a raya, she's not doing it as nachas ruach asisa l'vayli. So the Gemara Vayta, a new Gemara. Tanan Hasam. We learned in the Mishnah. Any from the Chasam Shabbat, the Makom Shabbat Bnei Chayim. Any person who has a loan or a chayiv or a note on someone, he does not go to the Mishabbat. Does not go to the things that were sold. If the owner, if the guy who owes you money, still has Bnei Chayim, still has assets that are free and not sold. Even if it's garbage land, Lamaisa, the halacha is that if he still has assets, you cannot go to the lekuchas. That's the halacha. Marad is like this. Let's say what happened was, he had one piece of property, but that property got flooded. It's not usable anymore. Does he have a right to go to lekuchas now? So what's the shayla? The shayla is like this. When lekuchas buys something and leaves something back at the owner, at the guy who owes money, right? The guy was chayav money. When guys buy something, they left the other fields. They left places to be. So you look like that, there's no shivan on my property. I bought a property with no liens. What's the raya? There's things there that they have a lien on. So maybe there's no lien on it. There's no lien on it. When I buy something and leave something, there's no lien. What don't you understand with that?
Not true.
Why not?
What if somebody else?
Okay, somebody so that's like this. That's it. Now, you may hold one side. It's two stardom. Didn't say one side. Two stardom. One side is if I buy something and I leave something by the guy who owes money. What's the English word for the guy who owes money? The guy who owes money. What I leave something by the guy who's the Baal Chayv. I leave money by him. I leave assets by him. Fields by him. Property by him. So then the Shiva is off the thing I bought. I'm clean. Mine's free of liens. Could lean on that. That's one side. The other side is no. I left something that goes first, but it's possible it'll land up on me. That's the Shiloh. So here it got ruined. The Shiloh is, there's a lien or not? That's the Gemara Shiloh. Toshima, let's try to bring a riot. It says in our Mishnah, Kosav l'rishon, v'loi chos m'loi, l'sheni v'chis m'loi. Ivdok subasa, divremeh. The Shiloh is, it says in our Mishnah, that the case was, the case, that's not our Mishnah, the case of v'chis r'meir, the case was that the husband sold one property, and she said, no, I'm not signing off on that. I still have a lien on it. Then he sold it again, sold another property, and this time she signed off on it. If the ksubasa, she loses her ksuba. Dibra meyer. V'sakadayta chishtadav b'nei chayri. Tarav mishabdi. If the halacha is that after the chayri disappear, you could collect from mishabadim. Nehidid the ksubasa m'sheni. Merisha miyatikbi. Before I said the case was that the first sale fell through. It didn't fall through. The first sale was a good sale. V'loy chisma la sheni. V'loy chisma loy. And she didn't sign. To the second one, the second sale, she signed off on. That means, Fira Meir, we don't say, Nachas Ruach Zabayli, what's the halacha? You cannot collect from the second lekech. So who do you go to now? You go to the first lekech. What do you mean? Let the first lekech say, when I bought it, there was still something to collect from. So there's no Shiba on it. So the Gemara's kasha is, so the Chayra, Merisha Meir Tikva, Tikvi, why is it of the Ksubasa, let her collect from the first one? Elamai, the first one says, that, you know what, I left your place to collect from. So it's a raya, since you're not collecting from the Rishon, that you see the Rishon could say, this Taina, that look, I left you the other field, the second field, and finished. It's good? You hit a raya?
No.
Good. So here, the case is, okay, you're partial raya, right? You sold one field in January, the next field in February, right? Okay? So when the guy bought something in January, the guy says the other field the ksuba could collect from there. Then he sold the one in February, which is supposed to be for ksuba now. There's one left for ksuba. The problem is on that one, she agreed to the sale. So she's basically saying I'm not going to collect that property. So halacha is if the ksuba, she does not get a ksuba according to Rameh. So Frey Tigmara, why not? Now that she can't collect from the second one, let her collect from the first one. So it's a raya. That if you leave over a property, there's no shiva anymore. It's a riot to one of the tzaddim. So if the gemara, no, it's not true. I'm not going to yitzchok. My ivda mesheni, it's not a riot. You know, ivda means mesheni. But avada, she could collect from the first one taka, because the halacha is that there is still a lien on that property because the shiva is not fall off.
Why? Well, so, you can say it's not really so comparable.
Why?
Because
she did it to herself.
She
did it to herself.
Oh,
the gemara doesn't say like that. Okay, so I'm a rava. Stay true with vadava. Two tshuvos bedava in what Rav Nachman Yitzchak said. Chada the ivda legar mashma. First of all, it's mashma mafurish from this ksuba case that she lost it completely. She lost the ksuba completely. I mean, she can't collect it from the first one either. Va'oid, first a brayis like that. Va'oid tanya loyva mina echad u'machal chasav shtayim. Someone borrowed money from someone and he sold both his fields to two people. V'kasav achayiv lekeach sheni. The one who held the note wrote lekeach sheni. Divin dvar mina lemach. I'm not going to collect from you. He says he can't go to the first one. I left your place to collect. So Rava says, first of all, if this sounds like Lagamri, and I'm a first surprise that the guy who's collecting the money loses Lagamri. He cannot go to the first one. So good. So it's a raya now. If you can't go to the first one, it's a raya that ishtadif b'nei chayri. The halacha is you can't go back to that guy. You can't go back to because he says a nachlu makom ligvah. It's a raya. So Rava, it's still not a raya. Like Moshe's taina, Hosam iudafse nafshevi yadayim. Both those cases, both the case of ksuba and the case of hava, there the guy who's collecting the choy, both times he's the one who said I'm not going to collect my second one. It's his own fault. He did it to himself. He did it to himself from the kavshenin, and that's why he loses chance to collect. But in a different case, where it was a natural disaster, there maybe you go back to the first shibud. It's not his fault. It's not the guy who's collecting money's fault that he lost his mishabadim. I'm going back to the other one. So that's not a right for me. That's where Rava comes at. That's how Rashi learns a sugya. Taisus actually has dimzan a sugya. We'll learn Rashi's pshat. Omle Rav Yemar le Rav Ashi. Vaha. It's a continuous same sugya. So let's go weiter. Vaha. Maisim v'chol yoyim. It's maisim v'chol yoyim. He says, I'm going to chapash out anyway. Maisim v'chol yoyim. In a case where shtadif mechari, tarif mishabdi, you do collect from mishabadim. That if the mechari disappear, I go then to the first lien. I go to that lien. Even though he left something to collect from, if that gets ruined, you collect from it. What's the raya? The hu gavra, the mashkul pradis l'chavre. There's a certain guy who borrowed money, and he gave the lender, he gave the bank a mashkin, like a paradise, an orchard, l'chavre l'etzer shnim, for 10 years, and he's going to eat up, get payback 10 years by sitting on that orchard. And what happened was, for kash l'chamish, after 5 years, it got too old, and there wasn't producing fruit anymore. And meanwhile, this guy who owed money sold some fields. And he told him, and he wrote him a terfa. He collected from some of the lekuchas. So what do you see? You see that even when the lekuchas bought, there was somewhere to collect from. There was an orchard, and they were collecting from there. Still, if that doesn't work out, you come back to the lekach. So you see again, it's a raya. They go now to the lekach. You see, they go to the mishabadim. So there's not a riot because the opposite reason. The Gemara says, "Hasam nami inu the opposite of shayu." These are the kuchos for opposite of shayu. Given that the yadi the pradesi of it, the kish, they should have chapped that. A lot of times these orchards, they get old quickly. So loy boil a mizvan, he should not have bought. So basically, what I'm saying is that there's two. If there's inu the opposite of shayu, there's no shayla both ways. If it's the person collecting was Michael one of them Shabbatim, and that caused him to lose, then he loses. He can't go to the next best one. That's that way. And the opposite way also, one of the Lekuchais made the mistake also, that doesn't help him either. The Suffolk is a case, the case of the Suffolk of our Gemara is in a case where not the Malva and not the Lekuchais were Mafs La'atzman, that's the Shaila. And what's the Halacha? V'hilchasa ishtadaf mechayr tarif mishabdi. L'mais, Halacha l'mais is, like everyone thought over here in the Shir, that if the Bnei Chayri gets ruined, the mice you do go with Mishabadim because you do have a lien on the property. It's not called a Nachle Makam Ligvois if there's no Makam to be Goyv anymore. If there's nothing to be collected from anymore, it's not called a Nachle Makam Ligvois.